Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You're talking about the Heat, Hawk, and we've all seen these conversations regarding Ja Morant. What's next for Ja Morant? Well, sign Kendrick Perkins up, as Heat should trade for Ja Morant, because he said there's only one option, the direction he needs. He needs that Eric Spoelstra, Miami Heat, Pat Riley type culture around him.
Well, you know, I thought about that when he did the whole Jimmy Butler thing, I've lost my joy and whatever. I thought that was funny. I'm not certain that plays well with Riley, because he doesn't want to be now in that game again, the find your joy game, even on the receiving side. But I do think there's something there. Riley covets Wales. Ja Morant, while not the Ja Morant that we remembered rookie year, the second season, is still, I would say, technically a whale. Although I think, Solana, you were arguing he's not even a top 10 player.
I just think his stock has fallen.
Sure.
We were talking about him potentially as the next face of the league at one point. I don't know if he was the favorite to be the next face of the league, but he was in the conversation.
Would you want him here?
Hell yeah. I'm with Solana. He's not a top 10 player right now. He has top 10 talent for sure. But I think it's a great thing for the Heat. I think I disagree with you. I think the Heat culture, where like Zion's lazy. He's just lazy and likes to eat. Like, you don't get that out of a person. Ja loves basketball. He's in shape. He's stupid athletic. I think he's immature. And I think that Heat culture, that, you know, the guys getting around and having a Bam, having a Norm, having that culture around Ja Morant, I think that would help Ja take him to that level of top 10 player.
You'd rather have Ja over Zion?
Huh. A million times out of a million.
Ja over Zion?
I think it's a conversation to be had.
I think it's a conversation to be had.
Are you talking about on the basketball court or a food eating competition?
No, I'm talking about on the basketball court.
Oh, you talking about July 5th, whatever? July 5th.
Yeah, July 5th. No, but, you know, Mike's Pizza Challenge down in Southwest Miami-Dade. Zion or Ja, I would have to really think about it.
Ja has had numerous off-court issues. Mm-hmm. Zion, none. Mm. Well.
He had.
Right. I dated the wrong lady.
I love how you minimize things.
Haven't we all dated a wrong lady once in a while?
But. The Heat culture couldn't fix Dion Waiters, because Dion Waiters didn't have the ability like a Ja. You bring Ja out here and put the damn hoof on him, have him living across the street from the damn Kaseya Center, having Spo and Riley and Bam in his ear every day. Bro, I think that would be beautiful for both sides.
There is another level to this, which is the analyst the Heat brought in, the consultant the Heat brought in to work with Eric Spoelstra. He's not officially on their coaching staff, but he's somebody who is a big part of why they're playing the style offensively that they are.
Mm-hmm.
he was actually on the Grizzlies coaching staff last season with their former head coach. Remember, they fired their head coach with like 8 games left in the season. And it's reportedly because they were running this type of offense that he was impacting and that they wanted to run. And Ja Morant hated it. And Ja essentially pulled out his you-know-what and said, get these guys out of here. So now there's kind of this conflict of interest, which is some Heat fans are saying, go trade for Ja Morant. He's a superstar. But the Heat are running the offense that he wanted nothing to do with the season ago. Meanwhile, one of the assistant coaches is hanging around Eric Spoelstra and the Heat coaching staff, helping them run this offense.
That seems like it'll go well.
You bring Zion to the Kaseya Center. You know what's right across the street, Toro Toro.
Why do you think you can knock the whatever out of Ja Morant, but Zion Williamson, who likes a good meal, who doesn't, can't be fixed by Riley and Zoe and Spo and whoever else is around there? I find this questionable.
It's easier to fix emotions than addictions. Ja's upset. Ja's in his feelings. You can fix upset in your feelings.
Yeah, like they fixed Jimmy Butler's feelings and emotions.
Jimmy Butler's an old butt wipe. Yeah. Jimmy Butler's going to be an old butt wipe.
Well, Ja Morant seems to be pacing at that. Literally using the terminology Jimmy used. I've lost my joy for the game.
And Crowder's also really focusing on one thing with Ja Morant and leaving out a lot more baggage that Ja Morant carries. I mean, this dude was suspended for 6 months of a season because of
guns.
And then after being suspended, he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to film myself pretending like I have a gun.
Immaturity. He's in a car showing out for the gram. That's immaturity. You could get immature out of you.
Guns are immaturity. Guns.
He wasn't robbing people. He was waving a gun for the gram. It's what these kids do. I just used the phrase for the gram twice.
Zion's taking pictures of food for the gram. Everyone does that. He's not eating all of it.
Then he eats his phone because there's food inside, he thinks.
All right, what else do we got? I think we solved a lot of the Heat's problems right there. Not that they even have any.
Heat in 5, by the way, with or without Ja Morant.
All right. You know what? Get them both.
Trade both?
Bam.
Get them both.
Bam would have a heart attack. Coach. Nah.
House on fire here in South Florida, man. And I hope it's not Spo's. There's reports that Spo owns the house, Eric Spoelstra, and we hope it's not him. We hope it's not. Don't wish on anybody. What are you looking at, Jerky? What's the deal? I mean, they got it all over the news.
They said, yes, they said the house is believed to be
okay.
Registered to Eric Spoelstra, who I don't know, by the way. I don't know if he was home by then, hopefully.
I don't know either. That's a good point. I don't even know. I don't know. Teams stay overnight. Some stay overnight and fly back.
No.
Or some just jump on those nice planes and get home.
But the game is at, 9 o'clock Eastern? Probably ended close to midnight Eastern, if I had to guess.
3, 4.
About give them an hour or two to do their thing after.
Couple hours, yeah. Shower.
That's at least a 3-hour flight from Denver. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they probably got back at 5, give or take.
I don't know. But that'd be if that is Spo's house, and hopefully it's not. But if it is.
Well, most importantly, as long as he wasn't.
Yeah, he's hopefully he and his family and everybody's safe. Anybody been in the house was able to get out, but that's
it. Local news is covering it. They got the helicopter camera.
Yeah, where's that in Coral Gables?
Yeah,
I'm looking at Coral Gables. Got beautiful homes, man. Coral Gables is got some. Went that Biltmore for a wedding. My God, I walked with my wife one day and I went, holy smokes, where have you been? Beautiful.
You gonna move down there?
Spanish style, gorgeous homes down there. A lot of new homes going in. Yeah, around that Biltmore is nice. You been to that Biltmore?
I've been
unbelievable, man. Stayed for a weekend there. Just had we're there for a wedding, but it was wow, was it nice? Probably a little too much drinking, but boy, was it fantastic.
They have a nice pool.
Yeah,
they're known for a big pool or something.
Big
golf course, right? But you don't golf.
No, but it's a nice, nice golf course. They're trying to get that thing where they can get an event, either a senior event or I don't know if it's LPGA, but they're looking to get a professional event there.
Tennis facility or no?
I'm sure. I didn't see it. I didn't have a chance to do that, to see the tennis part. I didn't.
Someone said they got in at like 3 a.m. I don't know how that could be possible.
That makes sense.
Am I off on my time here? The game started at 9 o'clock Eastern, right?
It's hard to imagine. They played the game at 9 o'clock, so the game got over at our time at midnight. One.
It's just the flight is almost 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't know.
3 hours and 54
I got them getting. I got them getting home at between 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. So I don't know what time this thing took.
Even if they left directly right after the game and didn't do media, which they obviously did, which is at least an hour.
They don't just sprint out of there. Like, all right, no showers. Let's just go get on. Let's get out of here.
You travel with a team. How long after the game do you guys fly? I mean, they do media. They do all that stuff.
Well, they have to do all that stuff. We got certain areas where a lot of the players are from, so they get extra time to see their families after. They got a family area, so they go through that.
Okay.
I have noticed when you lose, you're a little faster than when you win. When you win, you take your time. When you lose, you want to get the hell out of there, especially
so most of your trips.
Get that. So I don't know. Hey, man, we hope everything's okay. We're bringing it up just because it's being reported and we're not trying to make anything up here.
Someone sent it to us on the text, and I said I hadn't seen it, but now the traffic service that we follow actually had the camera footage of it. So.
All right, Woody. Boy, that's all Spo needs, to lose by 10 on the road to the Nuggets and come home to that before you get set and looking for a place to live. He'll be fine. He'll be all right. Hopefully you get some good news.
Someone said Babe Ruth used to stay at the Biltmore all the time. It's interesting.
Wow. How about that?
Maybe you stayed in the same room he did.
I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't even know about the history of the Biltmore.
It's old.
Yeah, but it's really nice. It's been
renovated.
Yes. It's very nice.
And yeah, they can do that with places.
Anyway, gorgeous area. Gorgeous. The homes around it are just spectacular.
Someone said it's haunted. I don't know.
My weekend wasn't haunted. It was good.
Yeah.
Nobody came up, tried to scare me at 4 a.m.
Yeah, but you would like that stuff anyway.
I don't
like a good haunted hotel.
I don't. I don't like that stuff.
You
I don't
Halloween type stuff.
I got to tell you, man, I do like Halloween. I don't like those shows, man. I don't like all those scary, scary, you know, where the music's and then the guy jumps out and starts stabbing somebody. I don't like those.
Okay.
No.
I don't know if I'm losing my mind here. Someone said there's a time difference between Denver and Miami. And yes, I'm aware of the time difference, but that doesn't like, it's not like you still lose the time.
Yeah, but maybe
you fly back. Like if you fly back at midnight Eastern and the flight is 4 hours, you're still coming back at 4. Like it's not like you don't come back at 2.
Isn't Denver a 2 hour difference?
Yeah, it's 2.
Yeah.
Isn't that how
I don't know. Well, you're spending. What's the difference? Can you do me a favor?
I know. I'm sorry.
This is you at your best. Actually, trying to figure out. We don't even know for sure if it's Bo's house. We hope it's not. We hope
they said it's believed to be.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, we've got all kinds of stuff going on here. Last night, speaking of Spo, his team went down by 10. And we hope Bam's okay. The foot injury last night in that first quarter, it looked like. And
the big guy's a matchup problem, huh?
Ooh, boy.
He just throws all that extra weight around. And
Jokic.
A lot of warehouse
trouble. It doesn't matter. 33 points, 15 rebounds, and 16 assists. I call that a big boy triple-double. What do you call that, Woody? 33, 15. By the way, 16 assists. Got out-rebounded. He got out-rebounded. Boy, Bam. Part of that, obviously, but 61-38. They got pounded on the boards last night. And had three guys with 20-plus points, and Wiggins, Powell, and Jaquez off the bench. And Ware had a nice little double-double, 13-13. They're trying. I think he's a pet project number one to get him going.
You getting get concerned, him going. Concerned with the amount of points they're giving up? These numbers are big, man.
I think Spo's okay with those 130, 120 games, as long as he's on the 130 side of it. But no,
those are tough. It's tough to win those on a nightly basis, though.
It's hard to win when they got Bam and Tyler Hero not in that lineup for sure. I just think Bam cannot afford to lose Bam for any amount of time. Speaking of the little bit of defense you have, it's Bam, who's one of the best defenders in the NBA. That'd be a tough loss. All right. We got to go to break, man. We got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. Got a lot of news that we haven't hit on. We got Kim Bocamper going to join us coming up here. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, will also be with us. So we'll be talking to those guys coming up here. And obviously, always appreciate everybody being with us this morning as we continue on and have no idea about this fire. Baptist Health South Florida, man, where the pros go. Absolutely. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and Miami Dolphins. All trust that great sports medicine program the Baptist Health South Florida has put together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The update on Bam Adebayo. I was telling everybody I'm very nervous about that. He was going to have an MRI today, and the MRI revealed nothing serious.
Ooh.
He's got a left big toe sprain.
It sounds funny, but don't laugh.
No, I'm not laughing at that. It's just, how do you sprain your toe?
You sprain anything else. You put too much pressure on it.
You can sprain a foot, sprain your ankle.
Yeah.
Sprain an arm, a wrist. How do you sprain your toe?
pretty much anything with ligaments in it.
Right, but you're wearing shoes. Like how?
But it bends back too far. There's a lot of man moving real fast out there. Bad angle, lands on the side of your foot, rolls up on somebody. Sprained
multiple toes. I could see that. But what, like one toe?
The big toe is what makes everything balanced in your body. You lose your big toe, you can't walk.
You said that to me, but I feel like you were talking to yourself.
Oh, my fear. These toes are gone here in the next 5-6 years.
So the MRI revealed a left big toe sprain for Bam. He's going to be out tomorrow against the Hornets, but he's just day-to-day. So, I mean, on a day that, you know, is a brutal day for Heat fans with the Eric Spoelstra news, this, fortunately, is some good news.
Spo's house burned down. Now he has to play Khalil.
Well,
this is a bad week for him.
No, so Barry Jackson tweeted out that Eric Spoelstra will coach tomorrow despite the brutal news today.
You kind of said that where you were like, oh, you know, Sirius Parker's house burned down. But, you know, on another note, you know, with this team is, you know, not playing. I think it's more important to win games right now. He can't bring that pile of ashes back.
Oh, no. I mean, he's not going to. I mean, what's he going to do?
They call the insurance company, and they're going to send an evaluator out there. He got to go do his job.
Go rent a suite at the Loft in the Gables and make your way down to 601 Biscuit. I mean, because what else are you going to do? Are you going to sit at home?
Not staying at the Motel 6 and trying to figure this thing out. Like, go coach. Go coach. Your kids will visit you in your condo you rent for the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. Like,
He's at penthouse at the Marriott Marquis, right?
Yeah, he's at the – where'd you go? The Fairfield Suites.
Fairfield Inn and Suites in Pembroke Pines.
Yeah, dive into coaching.
Don't go into room 304, man. Give it another week. I'm telling you.
you were beating that couch up, huh? You had Whoopi on the couch in a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
They don't wash the couch. They wash the sheets.
Yeah, so what?
But, like, you were naked on a hotel couch.
When you said, put it that way, does sound kind of disgusting, but, yeah, I was.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, you think that lady...
I was bare-ass on that couch.
Like, you think they Stanley steam the couches?
Nah, they clean those.
They don't.
They clean those for sure.
You think they steam the couches?
I had to break that couch in for them.
They clean a room in 8 minutes. They change the sheets. They throw some new towels in there. They sweep up the kit.
They steam the couch. They
you
pass
put
a,
your
a,
bare booty cheeks on a hotel couch.
Bare
Solana, you're nasty.
Buttocks on that couch.
You got a rash. Don't tell me about it. I'm telling you what's going on. You got a rash.
Spo's not staying there, though.
No. Spo's, I would imagine... has not stayed at a Fairfield Inn and Suites since 2000.
But back to it. Really, like, yeah. Like, I don't want to say cry over spilled milk, but there's nothing you do now.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, what do you do, right? I mean, you call the insurance company and...
Bingo!
Everybody's safe. Again, if you're just joining us, the good news is everybody's safe.
Yes.
There was nobody in the house. Go back to work.
Yeah.
Get your mind off of it.
That's what he should do. And he can't let this affect his coaching or trying to get this mediocre talented team to beat some good ones.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
They'll be all right. Bam's day to day, baby.
Toe better get right.
Khalil Ware tomorrow.
Okay.
Double double. What? Let's see what it's at. Khalil Ware tomorrow, double double.
Can he, because you know about the rotation, can he not play Khalil still?
No, he can play Khalil. I genuinely
think.
Can he,
roster based, if he just gets pissed, can he just still sit Khalil?
Are you
Bam
trying
out?
To get a 10-day? Is that what I'm hearing here? Are you campaigning for a 10-day? The Heat need some size, Crowder.
I'm just saying, I don't see Spo getting cornered into putting Khalil in the game for 25 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think there's any way he can get away with not playing Khalil. If Bam's going to miss time, you don't have anybody else on the roster. I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade at Keshaw Johnson. But what are you doing when he's out there trying to cover legit centers in this league? Like, it's just not a way to win games. What happened yesterday is Khalil Ware, his size, his length, and I know you said he's skinny, but they look at Pelle Larsson. Pelle Larsson just plays with a high motor the entire game, and that's what the Heat want. Like, that is what they want. They want somebody who's diving on the floor for loose balls. They want somebody who's going to cover anybody. He's playing at 150 miles an hour every second he's on the floor. That's what they want from their young guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's who they. That's what they pride in their organization. Psychos.
Yeah.
Khalil Ware doesn't play like that. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just telling you he doesn't play with that high motor. And they don't have time for that. They look at that and they in my opinion, Spo looks yesterday when Joker's out on the perimeter, the ball gets fumbled around, and Khalil lets Joker walk by him without putting any body part on him, leading to an assist to a wide open layup. They look at that as just nonsense. Timeout. Sit your asses on the bench. What the hell is that? I mean, you just can't do that stuff when your head coach is Eric Spoelstra. When you're a young player, you just can't.
Can you teach that? Like, when you say just play crazy balls to the wall, like Marcus Smart plays like that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's a bunch of guys.
You know the guys who play like
Bam,
that.
Bam plays like that.
Can you? That's not taught, though. This is my opinion. I'll say, in my opinion, that I think that's out the womb. I don't think you can say, hey, go dive on the ground, run a mile. I call it emptying the tank. Like, that's what I'd be like, go empty the tank. Every single time you're running, every time you know you're on defense, offense, like empty your fuel tank. Guarantee your body will come back and have some more energy for you. I don't know if you can, like, especially he's a grown ass man making millions. Hey, Khalil, go dive on the floor. I'm not diving on the floor. I might hurt my knees.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mentality. Somebody says, how many 7-plus footers are diving for balls and running real fast? I get what you're saying, but he doesn't have to dive for loose balls. But you could just tell when you're watching the Heat. You can tell when you're watching Khalil Ware. Again, I think the dude is extremely talented. I'm not hating on Khalil Ware. I would like to see him out there a little bit more, but knowing the history that Spo has with young bigs, young players in general, Nikola Jovic is going through it again because he's playing bad. You've got to play with a high motor. I remember Hassan Whiteside. The last time the Heat won in Denver was 9 years ago. Hassan Whiteside in the regular season. Hassan Whiteside had 26-15. I looked up the starting lineup to that team yesterday. Josh McRoberts was on that team. Mm-hmm. Like the starting lineup was a nightmare. Rodney Magruder started in that game. Like, Hassan, before he got paid, played with a high motor.
Yep.
Every loose ball, he was going after. Tried to get as many rebounds as he possibly could. Nobody was beating him to a rebound. Putbacks, he just played with that aggressiveness, that tenacity. And he got paid. Everybody remembers what happened. The ball didn't come to him on the first play. He was checked out.
Dear bros.
If you weren't running the play for him, he didn't want to. He wanted nothing to do with that play anymore.
Yeah, and I say Dr. Toboggan. I learned how to read these little comments over here. I name you one guy that y'all kind of loved that was 7 feet and that was balls to the wall, if you want to call it that. Zoe would get after it. Zoe didn't give a damn what was going on. Young Shaq in Orlando. There's a whole highlight reel of him diving and sliding on the ground, jumping into the crowd. Especially as that Khalil is so young. A lot of young guys, you're trying to prove yourself.
That's what they do. Right, that's what they do.
I don't have the best shooting percentage. I might not know how to run this offense right. But if that ball is a loose ball, it's my damn ball. Let me go get it. I don't know. There's key words that you don't want to say about athletes. Lazy. I don't think Khalil's lazy.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not even that he's lazy. He doesn't have the high moat. I think
too cool, too calm,
lax.
Lax. You can't be. You can't play for the Heat and be lax.
Go watch that. Everybody, look up that play I'm talking about. You'll see it on social media where Joker, the best player in the world, has the ball on the perimeter, and he takes three dribbles into the painted area, right into the paint, and Khalil did not put a body on him.
He didn't want to hurt himself. That man's big, Salama.
Like, how do you explain that? You know, like, I don't know how. How? How do you explain the best player in the world dribbling into the paint and the center not touching him? It goes against every principle in basketball. How? Doesn't make any sense. I don't understand.
Do you want him to be honest? Because he can't tell Spo, oh, that man's big and strong, coach. I don't want to get him. I might hurt my chest if he throws his shoulder into my chest.
It's like the offensive lineman, Liam Eikenberg, just backpedaling while Micah Parsons is running right at him. Business decision. I respect it.
Man, the man's violent.
Yeah, well, guess what? Tua's going to die on that play.
Joker's violent. Would you characterize Khalil as violent?
No, I would not.
Well, he might not want to be with in a violent position.
Oh, we need Anthony Weaver to go give him a little pep talk.
He's Mr.
Violent.
Man.
Mr. Violence.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You got Heat basketball back tonight. 9 o'clock, the Heat will take on the Denver Nuggets, and that will get going at 9, pre-Heat with Solana and Tommy Tighe, 7:45, the Heat. Long time since they won a regular season game there. Long time. I think 2016, I think, was what Anthony Chang tweeted yesterday. They won game 2. Oh, man, I got to tell you, I come out of that feeling I had after game 2. I thought we were on our way, baby. I thought we were on our – we smoked them. Duncan Robinson's mean mugging, and this Michael Malone is, you know, I don't know what's going on with our guys. I came into that game 3 peacocking. I thought we were ready to go top hats and monocles. Turns out we were just the butler. I mean, we handed off the soiree over to Joker and Jamal Murray. I mean, they – throttled us, and just like no juice in those games. Remember the one where Joker got in foul trouble, and I was like, "This is our window." It wasn't.
And then Jamal Murray
took his win. He's like, "Shut that window right on the Heat."
Is that the last time you guys got past the first round,
dude? Last time we got past the first round, haven't had a win.
At home
since game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Since they went up
3-0.
Lost eight straight? No. Yes, 8 straight, I think. 8 straight, I think we've lost at home in the playoffs. Brutal, dude. Brutal. But I'm liking this year so far. I like how things are flowing right now. I'm excited about this game. Different Heat, different Spo. Somebody was asking me on Twitter today, they think you think Jokic is going to play? I said, I don't know. Spo's a wild card this year. This is a different Eric Spoelstra, okay? He, first of all, brought in an offensive coordinator, and I'm like, gooseys. Love this, okay? Shout out to Noah LaRoche. Is he part of the tree? If we poached him off another tree? I think he's part of Spo's tree now, even though he's not technically on the staff. It's a consultant. Is a consultant part of the tree?
No, consultant's not part of the tree.
All right, well. Until you get a quarter zip, Noah, you're not on the tree. But I appreciate everything you've brought, all the ideas you've brought to the Heat. But this, Vlad, there's also been, this was a big tell that Spo was different this year. He's challenging up the wazoo. This
yes.
dude never challenged. He's challenging all the time now. Eric Spoelstra would look at his players in disgust in past years if they asked for a challenge. And then he's got to look over to Chris Quinn, and Chris Quinn's got to look at the video intern, and they're like, should we challenge? And that intern's probably so scared, because he's like, you know, Spo is a film guy. I can't even imagine how Spo treats these newfangled film guys with their digital editing. Because I always had that when I was coming up as a broadcast student. We had to do this linear editing, which was pointless, because we weren't going to be Scorsese. But they wanted us to have the experience. And so the guy's like, you're going to do linear editing. So you got to stick the stupid film together to make the film, to make your movie.
Reel to reel?
Reel to reel, dude. Reel to reel. And it was a waste of time. Because you want to know why? Because in the next room, guess what came up? Computers. And we can make real movies. I can't even imagine. Could you imagine being a video intern for Eric Spoelstra in today's day and age with all the software there is? He's like, you better give me every piece of film, because I used to sit in the dungeon, and like they're probably like, Coach Bo, look at all the film I got for you. And he goes, thanks, throws it in the garbage.
He probably doesn't like that the kids probably do it so quickly. Oh, he had to take forever.
Could you imagine? That's probably why he goes, you better have every player from every angle, because I used to sit in Pat Riley's dungeon, sitting there, coffee after coffee with ramen. Just trying to put together tape for the Hornets game.
Coffee and rum is not a good bit.
So I couldn't even imagine. But that's the past years. This is a different Spo.
This Spo, I don't know. There's something about him. He's looser. Now, he's still being very hard on Kalel Ware. You know, he's not letting people skate. But, like, even just you see him, they're posting social media videos of him more. He's let his hair down a little bit. I don't know. And now,
I mean, he is the coach of the world.
And that's true. That is true. He is the national coach. And now, people ask me, he says, well, do you think Jakachonis is going to play tonight? And I'm like, instinct would say, absolutely not. No shot. No shot in hell. But I don't know. Eric Spoelstra might be like, you know what? Let's get weird. Let's go into this Denver game, you know, with Craig Adelman, their new coach. Where is that Michael Malone? Is he on ESPN? Where the hell is he?
Yeah, Michael Malone's on ESPN. Yeah. Looking very slick and scruffy.
I wonder if he's going to call people out. He seems like the type of guy. Like I feel like he'd be a Rex Ryan type.
I think he was going to do that, and I think he might have gotten a talk to.
Really?
Yeah, because I've seen him, and he wasn't acting very Michael Malone. He was acting very laid back, very.
I didn't care for him, and maybe it's because the Heat always lost to him. But I didn't care for him because he was always taking little pot shots.
He takes shots at everyone.
We got our own culture. All right, dude. No.
He took shots at the Lakers.
How did they fire him? Like, because, that's crazy. I know why they fired him, but like, could you imagine this day and age, lad, that a championship? Yeah. We talk about ring protection. Doesn't
there's
exist
no
in the NFL. In the NBA, it doesn't exist.
No, there's no more ring protection.
It's crazy.
You have to have multiple rings to have ring protection.
Yep.
And that only protects you for like another 2 years.
Having a ring in the NBA, you might as well have gotten it out of the Cracker Jack box if you're a coach. It means nothing.
Dude, coach of the year. In all sports. It's not even the NBA. Mostly in the NBA, but in all sports. Ed Orgeron won the title. 2 years later, he's gone.
He wasn't behaving very well. I mean,
you know what? Listen. I'm not advocating doing bad things. But if you win a title and you're consistently successful
in your hometown,
I might let you slide on a couple of things. As long as it's nothing criminal and you know, nasty.
So I think there's no chance that
KJ plays.
That he plays. But I don't know.
But here's the thing.
I don't know.
Here's the reason why I don't think he's gonna play. Spo's favorite son. Has been balling.
Drew Smith has been playing great.
Drew has been like, it's got to the point where I'm about to text Frog Web like, hey man,
he's not gonna admit this.
Drew Smith is kind of nice.
He's a good player. Like, you know, he's got a new swag. When he cut that hair, like, and he got a new number, and he's got a different swag to him. He's a pest on defense. He's not scared to shoot the ball,
and he's got a good handle. I didn't know he had a handle like that. Look, I know Chris Paul's 40. But what he did to Chris Paul Monday night, it was like, nah, you got to retire now, Chris. You can't be letting guys like this. And it was like, oh, no, this is consistent. He's doing this to everybody now. So they might have a little something.
Crowder the GOAT says him ripping Luka was gold. He did. He ripped Luka, got a basket. He's been really good. So I don't know. Like, I don't think he deserves to sit on his ass. Drew Smith's been too good. I would say this is his window. I'm telling you his window right now. His window is... Pelle Larsen comes out, 2 fouls, 2 minutes against Jamal Murray. That's how he gets in the game.
So, but let me ask you this. Once Tyler comes, he's probably going to South Dakota, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
So they're just going to – so he – basically, he has to show out now.
Yep.
In the minutes that is given to him so that he may be able to stay on the roster a little bit longer than being sent to Sioux Falls?
I think so. I mean – unless he just takes to this new offense free-flowing, like, immediately. But they've already had a little bit of turnover problems. That's kind of his big crux, is people are like, yeah, turnovers. But he's a big kid. I tell you one thing. He's a little got that Pella as far as, like, he's physical, tries to defend real hard. So I think Spo kind of likes that from him.
I see. There's two things that were, like, right now, everybody's role is established, is defined, right? What happens when, you know, Boy Wonder comes?
I don't know.
Because that's the same thing that's going on in L.A. with the Lakers.
LeBron?
Yeah, everybody's role is kind of defined without Bron being there. Once Bron comes, then we're going to see, is he going to have to fit, you know.
Bron's not fitting for anybody. He's LeBron
right,
James.
So is Tyler going to have to fit for the Heat? Because Bam, like you said, Bam is taking over. Like,
yeah.
Bam, this is.
I feel like it's Bam's team.
It's definitely Bam's team.
This is Bam's team. He's got such a confidence about him and the way that he's playing right now. I don't know. Man, I saw this Asia Wilson was on the Jennifer Hudson show, and she was, I mean, she was fawning over Bam. She loves him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Loves him. Good for those two. Two scoops of adorable.
Just, you know.
But this guy, I don't know. He's just got a different confidence. I think he loves Norman Powell, and he loves Andrew Wiggins. I do think that Tyler can come in here and not mess it up, because I think Tyler is a great shooter. I think that he does move the ball pretty well. He's done a great job of improving on that. I don't think this is set up for him to mess it up. I don't think so. I know that he loves using screens, and that's always been a thing. And this is the Heat are doing the fewest of those in the league. But I also think that Tyler will take an open shot and can kill some guys. Now, the thing I'm more worried about is defensively. You know, that's always a thing. But you know, that's always going to be a thing. That's always going to be a thing. So we'll see.
Because Pella right now is he's like your what's the TJ McConnell?
He is TJ McConnell. He's Swedish TJ McConnell.
He's Swedish TJ McConnell. Like, he is the spark plug off the bench.
Yep.
He's got his role defined.
Yep.
And he wants to be a superstar in that role. You got that. The key for this team is that big 7-footer.
Yes.
Because if he takes off, if he finally gets it or gets to where Spo wants him to be, this team is scary.
Both of those young bigs need to step it up, but if they do, who knows, dude? All right, we'll take a break. Mix things up on the mixed bag next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Going to get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here for you, which is brought to us by our friends at Lexus, the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer as the Miami Dolphins are getting set against the Buffalo Bills. Mike McDaniel getting his team ready, a team they do not beat very often.
Ready kinda, for what?
Kind of have their number.
They're 2-7.
Seven.
Yeah. A lot of teams have their number.
Well, come on. Come on. Yes, but also this team in particular. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I know.
This is Papa.
I know.
Josh Allen has had the Dolphins in a baby Bjorn his entire career.
Right.
I mean, he kills them. It's crazy. But Mike McDaniel did speak to the media.
You notice how we have to play Mike McDaniel cuts at the beginning of a segment?
Well, yeah. He was asked about how the Dolphins handled the trade deadline. Here's what he had to say.
It's a good question. It was a collaboration of myself, Champ, and Brandon Shore, and utilizing the all of the minds that we have within the organization, but communicating with our ownership directly, and so our relationships are strong. We had very, very healthy conversations, and we're all in agreement for the moves and or moves we didn't make, but it was a normal trade deadline process where you are, contrary to popular belief, you generally talk about a ton, over 50% of your players that are there's conversations all over the place with every team because everyone's trying to get better and seeing what competitive advantage they can get. Happy with the preparation portion of this morning for the Buffalo Bills.
What? Is that contrary to popular belief that they don't talk about talk about a lot of their roster?
What are we contrary to popular belief in? Because I don't even know what the hell he said. So what are we contradicting? What are we contrarians on? Please explain to me. Contrary to popular belief.
That's not Mike McDaniel.
What? What? All I remember is that was a good question. Really?
Mm. Yep.
Don't give him that much credit.
I would love to put a muzzle on.
Myself.
Yeah. I mean, it's just he is not efficient with the words.
Yeah.
Here he was unasked about how close they were to any trades.
Yeah, it's tough for me to close the as the deal gets done or it doesn't, you're either far off or you're real close, but somebody has to let down their guard or their positioning.
Is this jiu-jitsu?
All deals are not close to me until they're done. So I have a weird way of looking at it, but there wasn't anything that, moved the needle for us to change our roster beyond what we've done. I was excited for 4:00, because I got to get back to, where my mind has been at and where I'm making sure everyone's mind's at, and that is the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Well, listen, you've been very focused.
Ooh. Hey.
You all right?
No, I ain't all right. What was the question?
How close were they to any trades? And he said it's either done or not close in his mind. I guess that's one way to look at it. Either the deal happens or it doesn't. I guess you're right. It's not like that Danny Ainge who loves talking about almost trades.
Well, but here's the problem.
with professional athletes, if you mention almost trade, then they think, oh, so you didn't want me.
Right.
So you got to be careful.
Of course.
Because, yeah, I mean, how many times we've been, how many all season we've been trading Tyler Hero?
Oh, we just did it when you were talking to Jay Crawford.
Yeah, we did.
We did again?
We did.
I didn't trade him. Vlad just like, Tyler Hero for John Morant?
And also,
why not? Dude, absolutely not.
Did you see that commercial that he did? Did you watch what I sent you?
No.
It was very strange.
Once you put the captions on, and I'm like, I'm not.
Why not? I thought the captions would make you want to watch it.
No. Made me less want to watch it.
I said, did you see the commercial, Vlad?
Of who, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yeah, the Nike, the new Nike commercial? Yeah, I did.
I was like, kind of some sound points on those, on those tweets.
Tyler. So, isn't that the, they do that on late night.
Right, when they mean the mean tweets.
Right. Yeah.
But some of them be
these weren't actual factual. Yeah, these weren't mean tweets. These were kind of well-reasoned, skeptical Tyler Hero takes. That's what they were. Nobody was like, Tyler's a bum. Tyler stinks. It was like, Tyler Hero is good, but he's never going to be an All-NBA player. And I'm like, well.
It's kind of never healthy when you need him.
That's kind of how I feel. I think he's really good. Just, do I want to pay him $50 million? Questionable.
You want to max everybody out. You think money is
if I could max everybody out,
it's not his money.
It's not my money. If Mickey Arison could make everybody want to take a cruise and everybody could be maxed out, you get a max. I'd be the max Oprah. But
can I just tell you this?
You can't do it.
Even if you could and had the money to max out everybody,
yeah,
there comes a point where you say, uh-uh, absolutely not. It's not about the money. The problem is that I appreciate the way the league has done it and kind of staggered what your max money you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But for some reason, every NBA player think they should get the max.
Every one of them. Yeah.
Right. And so that's not what that was designed for. That was designed to cap what the top players can make.
Right.
Not the lesser players be able to get 30, 40 million.
There shouldn't be a Jazz max right now.
Right.
Even as nice as Lauri Markkanen is, should he be making what LeBron makes?
Let me say this.
But that's the market, my point. The market. Yeah, this went the wrong way.
That's how the Dolphins got in trouble with the market is the market.
The market's the market.
But didn't this go the opposite way that the league thought it was going to go? Because you got a lot of guys.
Well, it got
making max money.
Yeah,
because they're looters in a riot.
Right, and if you're an agent, you're like, well, if I don't get my guy the max, then I stink as an agent.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm guessing the way the league approached this, they were not talking about the Tyler Heroes getting the max. It was more for the LeBron Jameses and them capping out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now it's like everybody gets a max to the point where who's going to be the first guy to say, you ain't worth a max? Because, like, at some point, like, even if you have all the money in the world and you're a great businessman, don't you have to look back and go, come on now. Right? Like, you think right now Pat Riley is looking at Tyler Hero and saying, yeah, well, as soon as he gets healthy, we can get that $50 million.
Even if the commercial's so strange because, like, he looks at the takes and he's just like, It's not even like, well, I'll show them. It's just Tyler Hero reading a television.
Because he's hurt. What are you going to show us? His boot?
He said one of the takes was,
annoying level of good enough where it's hard to replace him, but not good enough to be a one or two on a great team.
and then he just leans back, and I'm like, kind of a sound take. You know what? He's an annoying level of good. It's like, I agree. Tyler Hero's a really good player. How good is he on a contender? Probably the third best guy.
If I told you on the Miami Heat team, as currently constructed, you have three max players. you'd be like, I shouldn't.
No.
Right? But that's my point.
They have one max player who's getting the max.
But again, if things work out and guys start, you know, coming into their own, you could possibly have three max players, but not have three max players.
The interesting thing is going to be is like what happens when the Heat come in with that Norman Powell extension in the middle of the year that's like very reasonable. And then it's like, oh, that's their guy. That's their guy.
Think about this. The way Norman's playing and the way he has played in recent years, if he don't get a max, can you honestly go to Tyler and say you get a max?
Dade South says he has blonde eyebrows in the commercial. Nothing he says after that matters.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, if I gave you a choice with all around game, Norman Powell or Tyler Hero?
Oh.
The fact that you have to think about it, if Norman Powell gets.
I think it's respect for Norm, though. I've been very impressed with him.
But if Norman Powell gets $30 million a year,
yeah, I wouldn't pay
and not get 50.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay Norman Powell the max either. Like, even if you paid Norman Powell 40, I'd be like, okay. That would make me a little squeamish. But if they want, but if he wants to sign what Tyler Hero's signing right now and then they move on, like, I get that. I would understand that. But I also want to see what happens. Like, there is a part of me that's curious. I don't want it to be the fact that every time they play would Tyler's hurt, they play well. Like, I'd like to see, hey, can he make this better? Can he be, you know, an igniter for all this? I'm curious.
You just answered your own question.
I know. I
answered your own question. When you start off a conversation by saying, I don't want him to play better when Tyler's hurt.
Yeah, I don't.
So you're kind of answering your question. But I think what happened is the reason why it's working this time is because Powell and Hero haven't been on the roster together.
Jay Toll says.
And they both kind of do the same thing. I think Powell does it.
He's more physical getting to the rim by far. But
that's where I was getting at.
Tyler's one of the best shooters on the planet. Could probably hit from a lot of different spots better on the. But man, I tell you what.
Who do you trust here?
That on Powell's pure.
And I just saw this. If I had one shot, right, at the end of a game, am I giving it to Norm or giving it to Tyler? Because Norm could get me a bucket at the rim.
Two or three.
Huh?
Do I need a two or a three? If I need a two, probably Norm. If I need a three, probably Hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I want to. I don't know.
Go look at their three-point percentages.
Kickback says Tyler is never speaking to Tobin again.
What did I do? I didn't do anything. I'm just having. First of all, I didn't make the commercial.
Now I'm curious. You looking it up, Vlad?
What, the 3-point percentage?
What of who? Yeah. Powell and Hero.
Of Norm Powell and Tyler Hero
in their career. Hold on.
Yeah, career. Because I think sometimes we feel
Tyler's a great 3-point shooter. He is.
Okay.
I think he was fourth in makes. Overall last year?
All right. Tyler Hero's career 3-point percentage is 38%.
That's excellent. But also, Norman Powell's a much different player than Tyler as far as, like, he got to come along slowly. Like, he was Gabe Vincent with Toronto.
I don't care about that. I'm just trying to figure out what I need to do with my team right now.
I'm kind of doing it.
Sitting here saying, if I have a two.
Norman Powell's 39.9%.
Wow. There.
So my point is this.
Games played.
You're saying Tyler Hero's a better 3-point shooter.
But how many shots?
The numbers, see, it, like.
It is. I mean, like Tyler takes a lot. So I'm just curious on that.
Okay.
But I get you. Look, Norman Powell's been great.
Hold on.
He's been great.
Hold on.
Guys,
wait.
Norman's, if you look at their comparison, you would take. All right, Tyler's had a 19.4 points per game in his career. Norman Powell was 13.3. But if you look
I'm looking at
field goal percentage. Norman Powell shoots at 47%. Tyler shoots at a little bit under 45. 3-point percentage, Norman Powell's.
His numbers are excellent.
Yeah, 40%.
His numbers are excellent.
Oh, how many 3-pointers has he shot in his career?
Oh, it's like four, a little over four, but I'm looking at like last year. He took like 7 a game and he was shooting at 42%. Like it was incredible.
Right.
It was a great year by him.
So my whole point is we sitting here making an assumption and those numbers tell a different story. If I give you another chance with the information you have right now.
Look at that.
And I say, would you be okay with Norm Powell shooting that shot?
Oh, yeah, I would be okay with it.
Now, here's the other thing. When you say, who's that dog? It's fourth quarter, I need to go get it. Who's that dog?
This is a very first impression, but it does appear that Norm Powell has that dog in him.
Right. So basically, in your efforts to just blurt out answers, the facts tell a different story.
The facts have changed.
Okay. So now, if you say they're both similar players and one player has that dog, if I give him 30, 40 million, I'm not giving Tyler Hero 50. End of discussion.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with you.
That's where I was getting at.
We're not disagreeing.
Okay.
We're not disagreeing.
All right, so we're going to be on that Nike commercial next year. Because that just sounded...
You mean the soundly pointed, not irrational Nike commercial?
Yeah. It's not. And guess what?
It's nothing against him.
It's nothing against him. But Norman Powell just seems to be that dude when he needs to be. And Tyler could give you the mean mug or whatever, but he's slight of foot. They slap him around sometimes.
We'll take a break. Get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.